For our next takeout, we go to the official first adopter on the Takeaway staff. He's also our digital editor, Jim Colgan, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Doug.
Now, a story like this has got to get your juices flowing, all right? Somebody in Redwood City, California, correct, goes into a bar. He's an employee of Apple, which is actually located very nearby. And he leaves not a cell phone, but the prototype that he was working on of the new Apple, apparently, iPhone 4G cell phone, probably about the hottest item there could be, correct?
Correct. The next generation iPhone disguised as a current generation iPhone.
Well, it's not disguised anymore. It made it to Gizmodo, and they're actually dissecting it and trying to publish to the entire world all of its features. Listen.
Hey, I'm Jason Chen. This is the new iPhone. Here are some of the new features. You have the front camera, which is finally there. The two volume buttons are now separate. The whole outside is metallic instead of...
You can
feel the pain for the Apple executives. It seems, Jim Colgan, there's two stories here. One, we're learning about how interested people are in the new features of the iPhone, but also there's a sort of reaction to what Gizmodo did. What are you discovering?
Well, there is, but the backstory to this is, well, as you know, Apple is famous for having such tight control over the release of any new product. So the fact that there were pictures of an iPhone that people had no idea what it was going to be, pictures emerged over the weekend on this technology website in Gadget. And then people were saying, oh, they're blurry, that's not the real iPhone, it's a Asian knockoff. And then this website, Gizmodo, said, look, here's the phone, here's the video. And then that's
Apple
what you
says,
heard.
We want it back, too.
Exactly.
And apparently Gizmodo paid about $5,000 for it.
The publisher of Gizmodo confirmed to New York Times that they paid $5,000 plus possibly traffic in fees for the huge spike in traffic that the website got.
What happened to the loser, and we use this term guardedly, the person who lost the prototype?
Well, this is the thing, and this is what seems to be generating the most comments now, not the specs, not the high-res camera, the front camera, or any of that. It's about whether Gizmodo, in outing the guy who, you know, when you think about it, this could happen to anybody. He just left his phone in a bar.
I've got this iPhone prototype. Check this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And apparently someone else found the phone and came over to this other guy and said, here's your phone. And that guy was like, that's not my phone. And then he says, okay, well, it must be you or your friend. So he took it, and apparently he tried, according to Gizmodo, he tried to give it back to Apple, and his request to give it back went nowhere.
Oh, interesting.
That's so Apple-ish.
I know, man. Right? And then Gizmodo, apparently shopped it around to the blogs. Gizmodo ended up paying reportedly $5,000 for it, posted that video that people were drooling over. And now there was still a question of whether this was really a phone or whether it was just, you know, some conspiracy said it was just a marketing gimmick by Steve Jobs to get attention, because
look at
the attention it's getting. But Gizmodo published a letter they got, which we've linked to on our website, saying, from Apple, saying, please give us our phone back.
All right. Conspiracies, theories, and Apple corporate strategy aside, anything on the features of this that should tantalize and infuriate Apple executives and Apple consumers?
Well, it's tantalizing me, and I'm sure any other fans.
Well, you're a weirdo.
Well, there's a front camera on the phone, which is great for, you know, video communication or mobile communication. And there's a higher res camera on the back. There's a flash. People have been complaining about that. There's supposed to be noise cancellation, which will make for a better sound, and there's supposed to be a much higher resolution screen.
Wipe up the drool on the counter there. I just
want to
take away digital editor.
The last text the guy sent on his phone before he lost it, I underestimated how good German beer is.
Perfect.